Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on August 26th. Enter to win at Chicago's pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods, by Chicago Cubs Edition Waffles and Appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
To apply today. Limitations apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single-game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Manny Machado reportedly about to go to the Dodgers for five minor leaguers. Cubs president Theo Epstein was asked about the upcoming trade deadline.
You can't get reactive in this game or you end up making moves that might feel good in the moment or make you feel like, you know, you've responded. But then you look up with the benefit of perspective and realize you've really cost yourselves in the long haul. So you have to focus on your players, your team, your roster structure, your long-term roster and payroll outlook.
Epstein with Hanley and Rosner. Download the entire interview on 670thescore.com. The Cubs break will be cut a day short. They will host the Cardinals tomorrow. A blockbuster trade in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a protected first-round pick to the Spurs. Toronto told DeRozan over the weekend that he was not getting dealt. The Bulls will introduce Jabari Parker at 11 a.m. You can hear the press conference right here on The Score. The Bears report to training camp tomorrow, and Steelers wideout Antonio Brown is on the cover of Madden 19. This update was brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. And score big this season with the best network. Stop by the Verizon Wireless store at 810 West North Avenue in Chicago Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Pick up score prizes and enter for a chance to win VIP tickets to see the Northsiders take on St. Louis, courtesy of Verizon, official partner of 670 The Score's Cubs Radio Network. I'm Joe Ostrowski. The next Cubs game on The Score tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Cardinals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Hearing Florio writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
It's just about football season with the Bears getting set to go to camp. There are, if you get on Twitter, there are actual videos and photos of NFL players doing NFL things. Joining us now is Mike Florio. He is on Twitter at Pro Football Talk. He of Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. So, Mike, do you know what is going on procedurally with the Bears' Roquan Smith as far as when he reports, what constitutes a holdout for a rookie, and what's actually happening here?
Well, technically, now there are two different schools of thought on what a holdout is. Some would say it's only a holdout if the player already has a contract and he's not showing up. Others would say anytime you are holding out for more, you are a holdout. So he doesn't have a contract, so he's within his rights to not be there. But it really doesn't become critical until that first training camp practice. When you start missing training camp practices as a rookie, that's when you start falling behind. And my understanding is that for the unsigned guys at the bottom of the top 10, Smith was number 8. It's not so much that offset language issue where guys want to maybe preserve the ability to double dip if they should get cut at any point in the next 4 years. They get the money, in Smith's case, that the Bears would have been committed to pay, plus they keep whatever they get from another team. I'm under the impression, and I haven't heard this specifically with Smith, but I'm under the impression for the guys unsigned at the bottom of that top 10, it's a roster bonus structure issue. It's guaranteed language or void language for guaranteed money that is being quibbled about. There isn't much you can fight about, and I think the agents feel compelled in the top 10 to make an issue out of things just because it's a high-profile spot and there's some push and pull that I think you do for the benefit of your client, your future clients, your other clients, because you want to be able to say, hey, I was able to get something that the team didn't want to give.
So is there, because there's a couple, like you mentioned, in the bottom of the top 10 that are still unsigned. Is there strength in numbers here for those players as they try and get a little bit more, a little bit extra from their respective teams? Or is this not a situation that could domino? One goes and everybody else kind of follows behind and is in camp.
I think the strength comes from the fact that CAA has all of the guys at the bottom of the top 10. The two guys they don't have, they have five of the seven unsigned guys in the top nine. And the top two, Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield, those are the only ones CAA doesn't represent. So I think the fact that you've got, you know, positions that are being taken and you've got four other guys who are fighting, even though there may be different issues, they're still fighting for something more. That possibly allows CAA to hold everyone together. Because at any moment, all the player has to say is, hey, you work for me. I want the contract. I want to get to camp. And I think if there are other guys in that same boat, it makes it easier for CAA to hold it all together.
I'm watching what's going on between the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell. And there is a level of artful passive aggressiveness that it rises to making dinner plans with my mother. It's just like, it would be fine if we eat here. Really, that would be, are you sure, Mom? Are you sure that's okay, you and Dad? Well, sure, we can drive to you. That would be okay. I mean, this is really next level passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, Tony and Livia Soprano hanging out on the front porch. And you know, it's good that Le'Veon Bell is finally giving some of it back to the Steelers, because they did this to him last year. When he didn't accept the offer they had on the table, they leaked just enough to make him look greedy and unreasonable without leaking enough so you could do a real analysis as to whether or not he made a good decision going under the franchise tag versus taking the long-term deal. And then there were some subtle and not-so-subtle efforts to try to squeeze him to show up for training camp, whether it was players who were speaking out, coaches, general managers. When Le'Veon Bell was fully within his rights to stay away from training camp in the preseason under the rules of the franchise tag that the Steelers invoked to keep him from hitting the open market and making the most money he possibly could make. And we're right back in that again. The Steelers leaked like clockwork. The window closes on a long-term deal, and it was leaked to NFL media. 5 years, $70 million is what Le'Veon Bell turned down. And, okay, well, that sounds like you're being greedy and unreasonable if you don't accept that. Well, the details are, for example, what came out yesterday, probably from Bell's camp, $10 million guaranteed in year one. He's going to make $14.5 million under the franchise tag. Why would he have taken that offer? So that's part of what's going on here. And I'll tell you what, there's an aggressive move that the Steelers still have in their back pocket if they choose to do it. Late August, Hayes in the barn for all 32 rosters. Rescind the franchise tag before he shows up and make him a free agent. Good luck getting $14.5 million for this year. Good luck getting 5 years, $70 million. That would put Le'Veon Bell in a tough, tough spot if the Steelers decide to go all out on this. And I don't think they will, but I think we at least have to pay attention to the possibility it could happen.
That would be cold. I wonder, Mike, we were kind of spitballing this yesterday. I know Le'Veon Bell is the exception, right? He is the very top of the upper crust of running backs. He is in a situation financially that is different than most. But with the way 7-on-7s are coming up in high school football and outside of high school football, the elite running back positions, are there? Do you think that because it's tough to get paid as a top-tier running back in this league because of a number of different factors, that top prospects at that position are looking at running back and going, I don't know if this is my best way to make a living in this league?
Well, yeah, but I think by the time that guys have that epiphany, it may be too late.
Too late.
I remember Ben Tate said at one point, if I had to do it all over again, I'd be a defensive back, not a running back, because you get chewed up, you get spit out, you never get paid what other players are getting. You know, you're basically a glorified kicker or a punter if you're a top-end running back. Now, it's improved a little bit over the last couple of years. The top of the market's around $8, $9 million. It was around $4 or $5 million for a while with a couple of exceptions like Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, if you have a child who has great athletic ability, the problem is you're either going to be the quarterback or the running back. And, you know, at the lower levels of the sport, you're more impactful as a running back because the passing game hasn't developed yet. So the absolute best athlete is going to be the kid running the football. And if you end up in that niche, you're going to regret it when you're 22, 23, 24 years old and you realize that the big money is with other positions. And I think that for a lot of the kids, by the time that you could change it, it may be too late.
Did you read the Washington Post story that Samantha Pell wrote by any chance about the rise of 7-on-7 in Texas and Louisiana and the culture clash that is occurring right now with the old guard and all of the subtext about, well, this is going to be like AAU basketball because it's unregulated. We don't like the way they play the game. They're not learning it the same way. Meanwhile, it is a much more effective simulation of what the NFL seems to be becoming with skill positions and the passing game and teaching guys how to be the athletes they need to be instead of smashing into each other.
I think it makes a lot more sense in a league where there aren't enough quarterbacks to go around. There aren't enough quarterbacks to fill up a depth chart. That's always the first thing I say anytime anyone suggests expanding the NFL. Mm. You don't have enough quarterbacks for 32 teams. There won't be enough for 33 or 34. And the other byproduct, even though there have been some first-round busts in recent years at the receiver position, and you know that very well in Chicago, although it's more injury than anything else. There are a lot of guys who can come in mid-round, like a Stephon Diggs, make an impact right away. And one of the reasons that there are receivers who are NFL-ready coming out of college is because, number one, the college game, they're throwing the ball a lot more. But all those 7-on-7s, every quarterback needs somebody they're throwing the football to. So receivers are in a position to develop. Quarterbacks are in a position to develop. And here's the point I wanted to make earlier about running backs. With this new helmet rule, and more accurately, mm-hmm. there are two helmet rules, we still don't know how that's going to change the game. And I'm fearful it's going to change the game in a very dramatic way, and it's going to make the between-the-tackles running game not as viable as it used to be, because when those bodies crash together, somebody's going to be ramming, butting, or spearing someone else with part of their helmet, and they're going to draw a foul for unnecessary roughness, regardless of whether or not they lower the helmet and ram into someone. And we still don't know, right? How does a billion-dollar business operate that way? We're getting ready for the start of their season, and we still don't have any clarity on how that rule is going to be applied between the tackles and the running game. That could make the running game far less important and make it even more critical that players find other positions in tailback.
If the question is, how does a league operate that way, I have to imagine that part of that answer is because the Green Bay Packers and every other team got themselves, $255 million in revenue sharing?
$225 million in national revenue sharing per team. And the Packers had a franchise record, $450 million in revenue.
Right.
And Mark Murphy, the Packers CEO, and this really should put the issue to rest once and for all. I know that it won't.
No.
But when Mark Murphy comes out and says the anthem controversy had no impact on our financial performance, that really should get everyone to quit this notion that the anthem controversy is going to bring down the NFL. It had no impact on the financial performance of the Green Bay Packers. And I feel like the NFL, it's almost like there's a Mr. Magoo quality to it where every dumb thing they do, it doesn't matter, right? They still end up in a great spot financially. And it makes me wonder how much more successful the NFL would be if it wasn't inclined to shoot itself in the foot all the time. But, at this point, it's academic. Everything is going well, and nothing anyone does to try to undermine it seems to really stick.
Also going on in Green Bay, or diving off boats with sharks on national television or wherever he happens to be, Aaron Rodgers is on the precipice of perhaps a gigantic contract extension and one that could reshape at least the way some contracts in the league work. I've been a little surprised with how quiet things have been on that front. Is that indicative of anything one way or another?
Well, this is almost like a junior version of the Tony and Olivia Soprano passive-aggressive game, because the Packers know that they have Aaron Rodgers in a great spot. $22 million a year, 2 years left on his deal. They could franchise him for 2 years after that. I crunched the numbers at one point. I think they could keep him for the next 4 years at an average of under $25 million a year, which is embarrassing, right? If they can pull that off. It's unfair because the numbers are going to keep going up and up. It's already $30 million at the top of the market, and he should be there. But I think the Packers know that Aaron's not going to do anything about it. Because the moment he comes out and starts jostling for a new deal, starts complaining about his contract, I think he knows he opens himself up to criticism. As to Aaron, why in 2013, why in God's name did you commit yourself through 2019? Why did you not get protections in there to prevent what exactly has happened the last few years? Aren't you a smart guy, Aaron? You're a smart guy, aren't you? Aren't you? And I think that he, you know, that pride that is keeping him, that fear of being exposed as doing a bad deal in 2013 is preventing him from being more aggressive now. And also, I think he's sensitive to the potential fan reaction as well. If he would, you know, because for whatever reason, the fans will not side with the players when they try to get more money from the billionaires. They won't.
It's amazing.
And I think he's sensitive to that too. He doesn't want to alienate the Packers fans, even though there's no billionaire in Green Bay who's stuffing all that money into his pocket.
Yeah. That we talked about that yesterday too, Mike. In general, this idea of, I don't know when it happened, but at a certain threshold, fans began siding with oligarchs over workers. And if you really start looking at NFL owners, the businesses that they're in, the company that they keep, where their dollars go, it's just amazing to me that so many rank-and-file NFL fans are on their side in these things. When did that change?
No, I think it's always been that way. It's only become more pronounced as the players have had more rights in free agency and the players have become more willing to hold out and try to get better deals for themselves. I think it's just basic selfish consideration by the fan who doesn't want to worry about his team or her team not having the best players available, just wants these issues to go away and thinks the path of least resistance is to pressure the player into giving in, crying uncle. Because, look, from the perspective of the average fan, anyone who has dramatically more money than the fan is rich. And there aren't degrees of rich when you're not rich. What's the difference between a million and 10 million when you have $1,000 in your checking account if you're lucky? I mean, that's kind of the reality of it. And that's why in a fight between millionaires and billionaires, the average person just doesn't care.
Right.
Because they're all richer than me, and they all can go to hell if they can't work out their differences. And the hope is to just get it resolved. And I think they believe that if the pressure is put on the player, it's more likely to get resolved more quickly.
Always fun, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, see you guys. Thanks.
Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Dell. Dell's small business technology advisors know there's nothing small about your business. They provide one-on-one partnership and reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL.
So as fun as the All-Star game was last night, and as fun as it was to see all those home runs get hit and all those 96-mile-an-hour, 98-mile-an-hour, 99-mile-an-hour fastballs whizzing by, there's more headlines from outside the game than there are from inside the game. And I know we talked about it a little bit in transition here, but it stands out to me pretty starkly that the commissioner of Major League Baseball has called out baseball's biggest star for a thing that's
not really his
responsibility.
Best player. Baseball's best player. One of the best players.
That's how Rob Manfred sees him.
To ever walk the planet. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest baseball players of all time, right now at the peak of his powers. And the commissioner is blaming him for not being famous enough.
So the question is, to baseball fans everywhere, what is a star's responsibility to the game? How large can it get? What kind of import do you demand your players have in ambassadoring for the game? Do you want barnstorming teams? Do you want everybody heading over to overseas and growing the market that way? What do you as a baseball fan want to see from the faces that define this sport?
That is a great question, and we will allow you to be part of answering it. We want you to join us, 312-644-6767. We were talking about that, leading you up to 11 o'clock, Bulls press conference, and we're going to talk to Jabari Parker. It's going to be a fun show. And remember, don't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, we have stuff.
Three chances.
That's right.
To win $1,000 cash. You want that extra money Mike Florio's talking about, that $1,000 in your checking account?
You get it.
You got three chances for it today on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
The Score's covered every breaking story at Bears camp for almost three decades. And with all the changes this offseason, count on us to be ready to do it again. We'll be live in Bourbonnais starting tomorrow with Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma, plus input from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Bob Arkish, and Dave Wanstead. We are Sport Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Barbasol. Here's a no-brainer. Barbasol is making razors. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus today. The three-year-old Savannah Bananas of the Collegiate Summer Coastal Plain League are one of minor league baseball's major success stories. For the past two seasons, they have broken league attendance records and are one of the few minor league teams in any division to have sold out two seasons in a row. Owner Jesse Cole is the author of Find Your Yellow Tux, How to Be Successful by Standing Out. One way his team stands out is by offering all-you-can-eat food in one set ticket price. Families need time together without breaking the bank, Cole told the Statesboro Herald. Last night, first place Savannah celebrated St. Patrick's Day in July. The team played while wearing, wait for this, folks, kilts. Without skirting the issue, that's bananas. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, select Walgreens brand health and wellness products or buy one, get one 50% off through July 28th. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just five outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Poirier. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. And you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
and get Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars included for 12 months. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 8/5/18.
Working from home is kind of my thing. And since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L. But you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home and likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
This is New York firefighter Rafael Poria. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Take on your day the sweet way with the new brown sugar cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts. Cold steep for 12 hours with a sweetness that'll charm the taste buds off the go-getter in you. That's right, bold and sweet have finally come together in a deliciously infused cold brew that's naturally flavored and totally smooth. Dunkin's new brown sugar cold brew. Bold meets sweet. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Are on sale now at NUSports.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How good is he, huh?
He's pretty good.
I love watching him play, man. Special, you know, player.
We say it in the booth. He's the best player in the game. I know you guys are all filled with pride, but do you recognize him as the best player in the game?
If you don't, then you're not watching. I mean, this guy is day in and day out, year in and year out. I mean, one of the best in all of baseball. And, you know, him, Mookie Betts, I mean, this guy right here, I mean, coming on strong, J.D. Martinez. There's so much good young talent in this game right now, and it's so much fun to watch and just enjoy. And, I mean, wow, as a fan, you kind of look at this and go, man, we're lucky to see these guys play for the next 10, 20 years.
A mic'd up Bryce Harper spitting truth at you, because that's not just one of the best players. That is the best baseball player on planet Earth.
Mike Trout.
Yes. He's talking about Mike Trout. And Rob Manfred says, well, it's the marketing and the Q rating. It's up to the player. I guess we saw Darren Rovell had something of the effect of that the actual penetration of the recognition level of Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Is on a par with that of the NBA's Kenneth Faried.
Really? I'd not seen that.
That's
equal, how recognizable, essentially.
Yeah, correct.
I know Q rating is a little bit more than recognizability, but that's...
The recognizability, the level to which he has penetrated the consciousness of the average American sports fan is the same as that of Kenneth Faried.
Two things here. I want to go back before we go forward on the Bernstein and McKnight show,
that's
because good. Rob Manfred has said a few things.
That's Ripken school. That's that.
Yeah,
that's
back
hitting.
Before you go forward.
Yep.
You know, I tried that last night. That's just garbage at the plate. I got to figure that whole thing out. It's been
I had a couple bad rounds on the trip too.
They put
a cage in at my kids' camp.
Oh, that's
night.
You get the arm thing flipper thing.
Yeah,
you get the jugs.
It was hard. No, it was the arm flipper. It was. It's coming hard.
Can you see it well enough? Because sometimes they bury that arm behind like another machine and they stack them like that.
I was struggling. It had some cut on it too.
No.
And it was tough.
No, it's all my swing. I can't blame the pitcher or the pitching machine. It's all my swing. It's like an unfolding lawn chair. There's too many parts and it's all very, very slow. Remember yesterday, well, actually to the Bryce Harper stuff when he was mic'd up. I gave Bryce Harper a little bit of, you know, what have you, after the home run derby. And they throw a microphone in his face, and he's, nice job, you know, just kind of being
bro-y.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, Joseph Lieberman, just really being brotastic. Credit where credit's due, he was incredibly entertaining last night during the broadcast, like while he was out in the field. Well done. Nice job. Thank you. And I caught everybody. I missed the Matt Kemp mic'd up inning, which apparently was pretty good. Francisco Lindor was fantastic.
Lindor is just a delight.
Trout was fun. Who else did they have, Mike? I'm missing somebody.
Well, we heard from Charlie Blackman.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Blackman. That was great. We had that in the propers. But credit where credit's due. Well done, Bryce Harper. That was quite entertaining. Remember, too, that yesterday, Dan, when we thought the All-Star break was not going to give us any highlights or headlines, we went through the Athletics player poll. 240 players. At least 240 players. Who is the most intimidating hitter in the game? Mike Trout, 38% of the vote. Scroll on down here. Who's the most underrated player in the game? Paul Goldschmidt got 10% of the vote. Eddie Rosario and Anthony Rendon were 8 and 6%. But also receiving multiple votes was Mike Trout.
Also, who do you want at the plate Game 7 of the World Series deciding moment?
That was also, let me just make sure, that was the San Francisco Dodgers. No, yeah. No, it was Mike Trout was the vote there. Who do you want at the plate with the World Series on the line? So
you want the best player in baseball at the plate. These aren't hard.
It's understood by his contemporaries, by his coworkers, that he is the best. It's interesting, though, because like you mentioned in transition, Trout can be uninteresting. He's got this whole fascination with weather, which is, you know, the thing you talk about when you have nothing to talk about with someone. It's the definition of small talk, weather, the way he kind of does it. There's a science behind it. Tom Skilling makes it pretty damned interesting. I get that.
I like weather, too.
I'm a weather nerd. I took a weather class in college.
Oh, did you?
It was ugly. But that was because I slept through a test.
Was it like when I took geology and struggled?
I don't know. Was the entire linebacking core of your football team sitting behind you and asking you for answers to a final when you had just that morning gone to do a feature on the linebackers and introduced yourself to them as a reporter for the paper, and yet all of them are looking at you going, hey, give me some answers for this test.
I had
was it like that? Because that's what happened.
No, I had front quarter Ala Abdelnaby sitting next to me asking similar questions. Now who I believe works in some capacity for CBS radio or does
really?
Something. Yeah, good old Ala.
I don't think any of the linebackers what would that have been, the 05 Badger team turned out to be atmospheric oceanic studies majors.
No.
At least
no,
I don't think so.
And I don't believe that Ala became a geologist. Really smart, though. Dad was a doctor in Bluefield,
really?
New Jersey.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Really, so I kind of he's a complete.
Is he
goofball.
A doctor of sex?
But and first round draft pick for the Portland Trail Blazers made some money in the league. He was remember Ala was the guy that took off his snap off sweatpants and forgot to put shorts on. There's video of it. You don't remember that?
No.
He goes in the game. He goes running down to the scorer's table, and he pulls up, and then he realizes, holy God, I don't have pants on, and he goes walking back to the bench. Who was coach? Mike Schuler, coach. He's like, he's like, coach, I don't have shorts on, and the look on the coach's face is like, oh my God, look what I have to deal with. Absolutely true, and it was caught on tape. Somebody has to have it somewhere.
Scoreboard update.
Just beside the point.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for the 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs offense leads the National League in runs scored, on base percentage, and OPS. Theo Epstein with Hanley and Rosner.
We didn't hit a ton of home runs in the first half, but we did drive the ball. We did get on base. We did cut down on our strikeouts. You look up and our numbers, if you take out the pitchers hitting, our numbers are right up there with anybody in baseball, including the American League. So, yeah, it was a really good first half in that regard.
Check out the entire interview on 670thescore.com. The only game tomorrow, Cubs and Cardinals over at Wrigley. The Dodgers and Orioles have reportedly agreed on a Manny Machado trade, but nothing official. Big news in the NBA. After talking for 2 weeks, Kawhi Leonard is getting traded to the Raptors, DeMar DeRozan to the Spurs, in a four-player deal. And the Jabari Parker press conference starts in a half hour right here on 670 The Score. This update was brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And tomorrow, during The Score's Connor McKnight at Mullins Bar and Grill in Lisle from 6 to 8. Meet Cons. Enjoy great food and drinks. Enter for a chance to win Cubs tickets.
We're going to give stuff away, too, Jeff.
Courtesy of Bud Light.
Give a hockey nickname all of a sudden.
Cons. He enjoys it.
Yeah, Kansy. I do. I lean into that.
Nice job!
Courtesy of Budweiser, this Bud's for you. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball here on 670 The Score. The next game, tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Cardinals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard.
Hi, Francisco.
What up, boy?
How we doing out there? You having fun tonight?
Great. I'm trying to figure out where you guys at.
We're like straight up. Go to the home plate and then look
home plate.
Up.
Up.
Way up.
What up,
hey,
boys?
Hey, he's about to pitch.
Put your eyes back on the game, Francisco. Remember when the NHL did something like this? The new Hawks goalie, Cam Ward, when he was on the Carolina Hurricanes, and he was in the net?
Yes.
And he was talking. He was doing a long-form commentary, a conversation going on with the broadcasters. And at one point, Cam Ward is like, hold on a second. I gotta stop this one.
It was a breakaway or something, right? Or a two-on-one?
It was a two-on-one.
Odd man rush.
But the defenseman did a nice job of forcing the play to the outside, and it was a standard 45-degree angle soak-up save.
It was like this spring when they had there was a national broadcast for a spring training game with the Red Sox, and Mookie Betts was mic'd up, and somebody got him, went over his head and right, and Mookie takes off going, oh, God, I'm not getting that one.
Looks like I'm not getting one. Not gonna get it. This segment brought to you by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins to resorts. For every 10 nights you stay, you get one free. Hotels.com, you do you. Get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees. Just to reset for a second here, we're talking about Mike Trout, because of what Rob Manfred said, and I am still gobsmacked that the commissioner of any sport would say something like this.
And it's not as though he's desperate, you know? I mean, it's not as though he's Roger Goodell with a suspension for cheating on the line or domestic. It's not. He doesn't have that facing him at this point.
Digest these words. This is the commissioner of MLB. Player marketing requires one thing for sure, the player. You cannot market a player passively. You can't market anything passively. You need people to engage with those to whom you are trying to market in order to have effective marketing. We are very interested in having our players more engaged and having higher profile players and helping our players develop their individual brand. But that involves the player being actively engaged. Manfred said Trout chooses not to spend his downtime marketing. Mike's a great, great player and a really nice person, but he's made certain decisions about what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do and how he wants to spend his free time and how he doesn't want to spend his free time. That's up to him. If he wants to engage and be more active in that area, I think we could help him make his brand really, really big. But he has to make a decision that he's prepared to engage in that arena. It takes time and effort.
That's just such a ridiculous comment.
And Trout's response is,
free time?
He said, yeah, no, I keep telling you guys, I do as much as I can, but it's a long baseball season. I got to pick and choose when I want to do things and go from there.
You know how easy it is to find, if you're there every day, baseball players have time. I know they're in and out of the training room. I know they've got BP and they've got this, that, and the other. But if you really want it, as MLB, right, with the access and the power that MLB, whether it's BAM, their advanced media arm that's got a hand in every app you've ever downloaded on your phone, believe me on that. Whether it's their network, there's plenty of time. You go to an Angels game. Hell, you find the Angels when they're on the road, when there's even more time to go talk to players and hang out and talk a little bit and shoot something, put something together for your Snapchat. The dude's spare time is his spare time.
But you know how, look at Chris Bryant as an example. Chris Bryant isn't the most compelling personality, to say the least.
Right?
He's really good looking. He is really nice.
He's very good at baseball.
He's very good at everything at baseball. He smiles all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, Chris Bryant will show up on Dude Perfect playing blitzball.
Yep.
Right?
Or driving around in a rideshare.
Or
taking BP off Greg Maddux.
Or hitting balls into the Chicago River or whatever, here into Lake Michigan. There's little viral things that can be done. Now, Mike Trout has done, with the weather thing, he and Jim Cantore, he's done stuff. He's appeared at the Weather Channel.
Right.
And come out and, you know, walked you through a map on a green screen.
Which is a national audience.
He's done that before. But there are little simple ways. And it's not giving away all your free time. I don't think he has kids. Does he? Is he married with kids?
Trout? No. He just got married.
Just got married.
But I don't believe he has kids.
Okay. Well, my advice would be, before you have kids, and he's absolutely free to do whatever he wants.
Oh, clearly.
And totally. And let's answer your question directly. I don't think Mike Trout really has a responsibility to grow MLB.
This is certainly not in the way Rob Manfred is positing that he grows the game.
No, this sport
take part in a home run derby.
This sport's been around since the Civil War. And all of a sudden now it's Mike Trout's job to be more famous.
What the hell is playing
famous?
In the World Baseball Classic going to do for Mike Trout and the rest of the game? That's proven to not be a mover.
In Iowa City, this is Jay. He's on the score. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. You used to work for minor league team, didn't it?
So did Connor.
Play-by-play?
Yeah, we both did.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, you guys both know that you meet some of the most interesting characters in some of those little towns that have minor league teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Iowa City, close to Cedar Rapids, home of the Colonels. It's currently an affiliate of the Twins, but it was a long-time affiliate of the Angels.
Yep. I was actually the team for which I did play-by-play lost in the Midwest League Championship at Cedar Rapids. And
there we go.
I felt terrible because the other broadcaster, Johnny Dosko, who I believe is now a AAA broadcaster, does some stuff with Oakland, really nice guy. The players came up to the broadcast booth and doused him with champagne.
Oh,
and I'm sitting right next to him, like, man, that's got to be awesome.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Yeah, and the Colonels, they've had a long-time bat boy. His name is John. His nickname is John. And he has autism, and he's been there since he was a teenager. And I think he's going on 20 years now being there. And one of his dreams was to go out to Southern California and see an Angels game. And he did the typical fan thing where you wait for the players to come in to the stadium and everything like that. And there's hundreds of people there. And from what his dad told me, he wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary to give himself attention. But Mike Trout, out of all the hundreds of people that were there, picked him out of the crowd and said, "Oh, my God, John, come here. Give me a hug." And they had this big, huge reunion with the bat boy from Cedar Rapids, and he wasn't there that long because he was so great. But that was a golden opportunity for the Angels and Major League Baseball. There's marketing people all over the place in every team, especially in L.A. Where was the marketing guy that said, you know what? Hey, Mike, let's do a story on something like this. That goes further than any deodorant commercial.
What a great call, Jay. That's a terrific call, and I'm so happy you shared that story because you're right. We shouldn't just be finding out about that because Jay at Iowa City called the Bernstein and McKnight show. You know, that's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about here, and that's real. That's something that actually happened. That with Delegate was set up in some phony baloney thing ahead of time. That's a real moment.
Thanks, Jay. Tough. Like if Rob Manfred's point is that, and I'm speculating here, but if a player has a situation like that occur and looks at, because I've seen this happen before, I've watched it, where they'll look at the PR folk or whatever for whatever team and go, not this one, like I don't want to make this one the story, let me have this interaction with fan or this interaction with a long time, you know, bat boy or whatever it happens to be, I don't want to do this one with a big headline or anything. That can happen. And guys want to keep stuff private. Guys want to keep some of the charity efforts they do. I mean, for a while, right? Anthony Rizzo was running the hospitals and stuff without any kind of camera, any kind of coverage or whatever. That's just what he did. That's just part of his life, right? And I'm sure somewhere people were thinking, man, just if this could get more exposure, this could help the charity and the whatnot. I'm sure that's a difficult place to be as marketing person X, Y, or Z, you know? If that's Rob Manfred's point, that Trout likes to keep this stuff a little bit more personal, likes to keep this stuff a little smaller, that he's uncomfortable making a spectacle of himself or others around him. Okay, fine. Don't say it the way you said it. You have said stupid things about the greatest player in your game and put him, if he ever wanted to be in the spotlight, you have now put him behind the eight ball instead of where you'd like him to be in that spotlight. It is a very difficult place for the commissioner of Major League Baseball to put it's the game's greatest player.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. A lot to do next. We are going to do an early midday midway to make room for the Bulls press conference at 11. And when we come back, before the midway to start it out, we are going to give you a chance to win $1,000 in cash with a lucky text. So don't go anywhere. I have a development in the Ohio State wrestling sex abuse scandal that could be very, very interesting.
We've got a statue that has been constructed and displayed not recently, or very recently, rather, and it's been met with it's half naked is what it is. The statue's half naked.
That's next on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Working from home is kind of my thing. And since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L. But you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home. And likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
1914.
Harry's.com solves all kinds of problems. Maybe you're like me and you just can't believe the sticker shock feeling of buying razor blade cartridges. And you say, well, what's going on here? And then the idea of you got to go out and you got to do it and you got to take care of it when it's shaving and it's something that really shouldn't be a hassle at all. Well, Harry's.com has sort of solved everything. They found the sweet spot here because you can get a terrific shave with outstanding materials at a ridiculously low price and have it completely on your terms. Because Harry's founders, they were tired of paying up for razors that were just overpriced and overdesigned, and they fixed everything. It's a simpler option, an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. Harry's replacement cartridges start at just $2 each. They include a 100% quality guarantee. And for a limited time only, as a new customer, you can save big on a Harry's shave set. Try this yourself. There's no reason not to. Go to harrys.com and use the code Chicago. It's a 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. I just brought it on my trip, actually, and the travel cover worked out very, very nicely. There's no subscription required. And what's important here is, unlike other online brands that force you to subscribe and they auto-enroll you and everything, Harry's doesn't do that. They let you resupply however you want. The auto-refills are an option if you want, but you can also buy one-off a la carte. For a limited time only, this is the special offer just because you're listening. It's $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Chicago at harrys.com. That means the starter set, 5-blade razor. It also has a single edge blade outside of those five on the other side of the razor for sideburns and tough to reach places and all that. So don't worry about the 5-blade thing because you get everything you need. There's a weighted handle, a foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. It's just $3 and it ships for free when you use the code Chicago at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. At checkout, you claim your offer with the code Chicago.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
On July 27th.
Suit up.
Critics are raving. Mission Impossible Fallout is one of the best action movies ever made.
Showtime.
Entertainment Weekly raves. It will take your breath away.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
It's loaded with twists and turns.
CIA's been infiltrated.
This mission is a trap.
This is why you go to the movies.
You interrupt.
In. Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. This film is not yet rated. Tickets on sale now.
This is New York firefighter Rafael Poria. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Listen to Doc Fair.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? 11, exactly. 11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is yawn. Text yawn to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is yawn to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We talked a lot about Josh Hader and his racist tweets and what happens now, what's been said, what the Brewers are going to do, the effect that it may have on the Cubs divisional rival, something that has to be managed, and the extent of one's evolution, one's on whom it is to forgive. We talked with Mike Florio. We also talked about Rob Manfred and Mike Trout and the bizarre statements that the former made about the latter regarding his marketing responsibilities.
When's the last time you played pickup hoops?
Oh, got a long
time. Long time ago?
Well, since I hurt my knee.
Oh, that's right, with the knee thing.
Yeah.
But you were playing for a little while, right? I mean, it was a long run of pickup basketball for you.
Forever, yeah. I mean, 3 times a week.
I had intermittently played here and there. I haven't played in a while, but there was this game I was in and played downtown, actually, where it was a good game, good level for me. I'm not a great basketball player by any means, but I can hold my own and see the court a little bit and play a post some. But the game got so disjointed back and forth. Every time up and down, there's a foul, and then there's arguing about the foul, and then they're standing around and doing nothing, and you're waiting. And if you're trying to get a run in, if you're trying to, you know, get up and down the court and put in some exercise, it's just the game slows to a crawl, and it just kind of, it was annoying. This, though, in Sterling, Virginia, yesterday, rises to a level that I've not. A man called the police during a pickup basketball game after getting knocked to the floor by a hard screen at the LA Fitness in Sterling, Virginia, yesterday. It's a Deadspin article. It's kind of popped up on Twitter a bunch.
There is
a picture. Somebody playing in the game took a picture of the dude who got screened and the screener talking with a cop who looks like he could not be more displeased to be there. Like, really? I'm here for this? I'm here for this?
That's your teammate's responsibility to call out a screen on your left, on your right, by yourself.
So there's a Twitter,
you.
The handle, rather, @_Togs, who first shared the image, goes through the thread. Everyone at the gym and the dude in the black T-shirt with his hands and arms folded from a hard pick. He gets up, tells everyone he's going to call the police, and walks out, leaving everyone in the gym confused. We thought he was joking till we saw the buddy at the front desk on the phone really calling the police. Shooting Sleeves, the guy in the photo, the guy standing up, was not the one who called police. He was the screener, not the screenee. Cop finally comes, brings him out of the gym, talks to him like it was an elementary school fight. You could tell he was blown because his time was wasted. The cop leaves and we're still wondering why.
How dare they waste that?
It's a nonsense use of resources.
The police force.
Just absolutely nonsensical and completely worthless time in pickup basketball.
I was waiting for this, and I'm glad that it's here. 4 former Ohio State wrestlers have filed a federal class action lawsuit claiming the school knew that former team doctor Richard Strauss sexually abused athletes more than 20 years ago and didn't do anything to stop it. And the suit goes beyond wrestling, according to Yahoo. Students in 14 sports subject to what is described as excessive and medically unnecessary fondling, touching, and groping. But the attention will continue to gravitate to Congressman Jim Jordan, who coached wrestling at the school before his political career took off. He is not named in the suit, but a lawyer for the accusers told NBC News he expected Jordan to be called as a witness. If I were Jim Jordan, I'd be very concerned about this lawsuit, says Katie Fang, a partner at Berger Singerman in Miami. The plaintiffs will want to depose him.
And if he tries to avoid being deposed, a judge will most likely force him to sit for a deposition. Now, Ohio State could just start cutting checks and settle this thing, because with every day that goes by, there's another story that now Perkins Coie, the firm that is doing the private investigation, has documentation from a student who did officially complain and file paperwork.
Right.
They've got that paperwork that was quashed.
Where does the investigation's power rest to compel testimony?
They do not have subpoena power.
Okay.
It is a private law firm simply investigating. But this changes everything.
Right. I mean, if he stands there and says, I'm not going, that then becomes...
Yep. Just the discovery phase is a biatch. And this is when it gets real, and this is, if anybody's got the popcorn, bring it to me.
In London, there is a statue. It is a new statue. It seems in bronze. It's got a little bit of coloring here or there. It is a reclining Jeff Goldblum.
What?
Yeah, from Jurassic Park, which came out 25 years and a month ago. It's a giant statue of Goldblum, over 9.8 feet high and 23 feet long, 331 pounds. It took over 6 weeks and 250 hours to make. And it doesn't really look like Jeff Goldblum, save for the fact.
But why? Why?
I don't know. But it's the scene where Goldblum is splayed out on the table. You know, he's got his legs broken from the incident with the Tyrannosaur.
Right.
And now he's got his shirt unbuttoned. Very good-looking man, you know, at that point in his career. That's a whole thing going on. This guy, it doesn't look really, though, like Jeff Goldblum. It looks like Jeff and, like, Cro-Magnon Man a little bit. It's got it's just a strange confluence of statue. It's right there in front of the bridge, too. The London Bridge. And it's there, resplendent in his Jeff Goldblum glory.
Odd thing to be immortalized.
No idea.
It sounds like that is a statue that needs limitations.
It looks like Goldblum. That's terrible. And David Schwimmer and Cro-Magnon Man are all one face. That's what it looks like.
I thought that the idea of Cro-Magnon Man was antiquated. I thought that Homo sapiens sapiens is just that, as opposed to Homo sapiens Neanderthalus.
Yeah, but explaining that in the midway before we get to the Jabari Parker press conference at 11 was going to be difficult for me.
I took anthropology, and they said the Cro-Magnon Man was an antiquated term that isn't used anymore.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
We've got the Bulls unveiling their newest toy coming up live next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago. On July 27th.
Suit up.
Critics are raving. Mission Impossible Fallout is one of the best action movies ever made.
Showtime.
Entertainment Weekly raves. It will take your breath away.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
It's loaded with twists and turns.
CIA's been infiltrated.
This mission is a trap.
This is why you go to the movies.
You in or out?
In.
Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. This film is not yet rated. Tickets on sale now.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Help! My family's having a big reunion, and we need some fresh summer styles to dress to impress.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 75% off clearance with tees and tanks from just $2.99 and shorts from just $4.99.
Up to 75% off clearance? Time to have a reunion with our style.
That's right. Plus, all Old Navy active is on sale up to 50% off. Grab tops from $7 for adults, $5 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
My immediate family is going to Old Navy immediately.
High fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 7/16 to 7/22. Active excludes in-store clearance.
On July 27th.
Suit up.
Critics are raving. Mission Impossible Fallout is one of the best action movies ever made.
Showtime.
Entertainment Weekly raves. It will take your breath away.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
It's loaded with twists and turns.
CIA has been infiltrated.
This mission is a trap.
This is why you go to the movies.
You interrupt.
In.
Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout. This film is not yet rated. Tickets on sale now.
This is New York firefighter Rafael Poirier. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu, Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD.
Atlas, we need to shout that from the rooftops.
Best deal ever!
I didn't mean literally.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan for Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Take on your day the sweet way with the new